6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. So good of you to join us. We appreciate you. So much so, we're considering adding another shortwave frequency to do live streaming. This, in addition to, now don't pick that phone up yet and start calling, freaking out that we're going to dump 7.490. No. We're going to keep that for all the replays, but for those of you who want to listen, this is a kind of a new thing for the Power Hour, so pay attention. 6.160 is a shortwave frequency, and I believe it's WBCQ, and we're going to start streaming a week from yesterday, the 31st of January, to February 24th. We're going to stream live at 6.160. And what we need is feedback. That's what we want. It's a shortwave frequency, so if you have a shortwave radio and you dial in on a regular time, 11 to 1 Central, between January 31 and February 24, and dial into that 6.160, and listen, we're testing the site. We're testing that frequency out to see how good it sounds. And then you call us at the Power Mall and select option 2, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. And let us know if it's fuzzy, if it's clear, sounds really good, it sucks. I mean, you get to tell us what you think before we add it permanently. Because if you don't like it and you can't hear and it's muffled and it sounds like we're a McDonald's drive-thru speaker, you know, we're not going to spit on your Big Mac. But, I mean, this is a thing. 6.160, you dial that up on your shortwave radio, 11 to 1 Central Time. And you can listen to it live on shortwave. This is a new feature we're considering adding. We haven't done it yet, so don't panic. We have not shut down 7.490, so don't call the board op. Don't call the studio. Don't call the Power Hour. I'm just telling you up front right now that we are adding or considering adding 6.160 to do live streaming Monday through Friday. So that would be a neat feature, so you don't have to wait for a replay on 7.490, which we're always going to keep that. So we're not changing frequencies. So get that through clear, loud and clear. It's clear as mud, right? No. I've explained it a half dozen different ways so you can understand specifically. We're not dropping 7.490. We're going to keep it, but we're going to add another frequency. That's what we're looking into right now, but we want your opinion. You see, it's part of our education, entertainment objective. In order to get the word out to the masses as quickly as we can, we are considering adding the 6.160 on shortwave to do live stream. So keep that in mind. Put it on your calendar for January 31st if you listen to us on shortwave and see what you think. All right? And let us know. If you want to feel important and sit there on your telephone and listen like you're on the phone talking to somebody, we have a listen-only line. It's 631-359-8232, and we appreciate making your donations. You can go to the Power Mall and do that, or you can click on any of the links in thepowerhour.com, and we appreciate the donations. That helps buy us a cup of coffee. You can check us out. We're on several different modus operandi, like facebook.com/thepowermall or Power Hour Nation on Facebook and Twitter. This week, we have a whole bunch of different products, 10% off. Mother Earth Minerals, Healthy Balance, iComplex CS, Strauss Naturals, OptiVita products. Wow. We're going to have Wayne Elliott here at the bottom of the hour talking about Strauss, Living Streams Probiotic, Essential Digestive Plus, Iron and Molybdenum Renatured Grown by Nature, and our Tranquil BOGO, buy one, get one free while supplies last. That's all here on the Power Mall, and that's how we stay in business. And because without your support, with all these good supplements, there's something else I might want to mention after looking at all of what our producers dig up here for the show as part of our news segment. There is an article by Nick Polizzi, 6 Mighty Mushrooms for Immune Health. And literally, we put the Latin term for each one of them. And it's like shiitake, the elixir of life, reishi, the mushroom of immortality, lion's mane, the brain booster, maitake, dancing mushroom, chaga, diamond of the forest, and turkey tail, the cloud mushroom. And so you can read about that when we send you the email blast. When does that happen? It comes out tomorrow. with all the links and everything you need to know about the show. And if you haven't signed up for the email blast, well, by golly, you need to do it. We're going to be having a couple of other interesting guests besides Wayne on today. Priscilla Romans, who is a elder patient advocate that's part of a very large network. She's going to be on the show. I met her at Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour and invited her to be on the show. And we're going to tell you how to get an advocate, how simple that is, especially if you know somebody elderly. Also, Samuel Hall from Patriots for America Militia. They've been operating on the southern border to help curb the border crisis. We're going to touch base with Samuel because, I mean, this is crazy, crazy the way things are going down there. We are being invaded. There's no question about it. So on with the news. Epoch Times is reporting that Americans have been dying at a significantly higher rate over the last 2 years or so. But see, the thing is the COVID-19 disease, that's only part of the story. Among seniors, the pandemic could explain the increase in mortality more easily than younger people. But you see, overall, there appears to be three distinct patterns in the data based on the age. Those age 0 to 17, mortality remained virtually unchanged since 2019. Among those who were 65 or older, mortality increased in 2020, dropped in the first half of 2021, coinciding with the proliferation of the COVID-19 vaccines, then bounced up again in the third quarter of 2021, coinciding with the emergence of the Delta variant, if you are going to believe that. It could be because they got vaccinated. And the Delta variant is more resistant to the vaccines. You see these variants, what they do, because they have AIDS in them. The jabs have AIDS in them. And what happens is it creates these workarounds to these variants. So they sneak around the intentions of the vaccine and nail you anyway. Among those aged 18 to 49, mortality rose dramatically in the first half of 2020, then somewhat plateaued before increasing again in the third quarter of 2021. The age group of 50 to 64 appears to be a mix of the latter two patterns. Part of the problem that I have with all of this is that, one, at least 100,000 of these people died from drug overdoses. There were a bunch of them that they didn't eat the Tide Pod, but they killed themselves anyway. So they committed suicide. We had a bunch of druggies out there, which you, I know in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, we didn't need them around here anyway because they're druggies. Yeah, you remember how the drug wars got started with Richard, I am not a crook, Nixon. Yeah. Now, I wonder if he ever smoked pot and had the munchies. Anyway, I could just imagine Richard Nixon having the munchies, couldn't you? Oh, I'm definitely high. All right. FBI has confirmed its agents searched the Illinois headquarters of the Center for COVID Control amid a federal investigation into multimillion-dollar testing business. And see, here's a problem. Sarah Palin went to New York yesterday for the trial, you know, the defamation trial, and they tested her, of course, and she tested positive for COVID. This despite the fact the CDC and several other outlets have said that the PCR tests are no good. They produce 94% false positives. Why on earth would you let somebody shove one of these things up your nose if you think there's a 94% chance you're going to have COVID? If you have any remnants of a cold in your nostrils, even if you had a snotty nose, you just never know what's up there, right? So you stick this, and you don't know what's on the tip of that swab that they're sticking up there, and it's hitting the back of your nasal pharynx and your soft tissues. And they're rubbing it around in there, rubbing that goop that's on the tip of the swab, and it stays there in your nasal pharynx. Well, what if it had graphene oxide on it, on the tip? You don't know, see? And people are so, they want to line up like lemmings off a cliff to go through these testing sites because, oh my God, I think I've got a sniffle. I must have COVID. Oh, I stubbed my toe. I must have COVID. You see the stupidity of most Americans? They're buying into the narrative. Remember Jim Jones and his followers down there in Guyana? Yeah, they bought into the narrative too. You see where it got them? So you got to look at this testing center up here, searching the business. A spokesperson for Health and Human Services said the HHS agents and the FBI searched Rolling Meadows, Illinois facility. They told USA Today the office is working with the FBI and other law enforcement partners. They won't comment on anything. This is this, basically this testing business, Center for COVID Control. You love that, COVID Control. Yeah, they've got numerous complaints associated with the labs and the testing site run by this Center for COVID Control. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that and see where that goes. And, you know, Pfizer, now that they've come out with this jab and all this other garbage, one of their high-end board members, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former member, former director of the FDA and current board member at Pfizer, you said, do I smell a revolving door here? Because this is just like Wall Street and all of these hedge funds. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a revolving door. Or they end up in the AG's office, or they end up at Covington and Burling, which handles MERS Corp. and that's a revolving door into Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., which owns the New York Stock Exchange. You see how they're all connected? Well, let's go to Big Pharma. Here you got Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former director of the FDA. Now he's in Pfizer. Big revolving door into Big Pharma, man. You know, they pretty much are running the racket out there. And he is saying that declining COVID cases should signal to policymakers it's time to lift more pandemic-related restrictions, including mask and vaccine mandates. Pfizer's own people are saying, okay, enough's enough. We need to stop this. We made a lot of money. We told you yesterday about the complaint that was filed with the International Criminal Court. They have a whole list of 16 defendants that we told you about, and that's going to be in the email blast that many of you received this morning. We try to get that on a regular basis, folks. Like I said, if you haven't signed up, thepowerhour.com, and go look for the link and go sign up to get our email blast, because you will not be without the news. The governor of New York State, who's not even elected, she basically took over for the ousted governor that resigned, Kathy Hochul. She, all of a sudden, because she wears this little nice little choker chain, that little necklace that says vaxxed on it. See, a lot of these people are walking around. It's bad enough you get Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid drinkers, but now you got a governor walking around with a badge of honor around her neck and then imposing this mask mandate. Well, a New York Supreme Court judge last night ruled that the governor's mask mandate is unconstitutional and declared it null, void, and unenforceable. She's not going to be able to do it. You see, this is the overreach. Once you give these governors a taste of a power, or you give them any kind of emergency power, they want to play God. You see, that's a problem. What else is also a problem is every time that some smart people want to hold some sort of event, like the Republican students at Dartmouth College, they were going to schedule a live event called Extremism in America. And Andy Ngo, who's the reporter who had been violently attacked by Antifa in the past, as soon as Antifa found out about the fact he was going to be there, a local group called Dartmouth Anarchists posted a violent insinuation about the event on social media. So long as we stay in Dartmouth, we'll never be a safe place for right-wingers to spew their misinformation. Wear black to show your solidarity and hide your identity. See, they can't even come out and tell you who they are. No, they got to wear masks. To me, they're wimps. These people, I know there's a bunch of you out there that just, you got your finger on the trigger, you're ready to eliminate any Antifa that comes to the door. I'll tell you what, there's some sheriffs out there that agree with you. That's right. Highlands County Sheriff, as a matter of fact, in Florida, he has said, and he's been quoted as saying, that if Antifa comes to our town or your town and it's in Highlands County and they kick your front door and try to do you harm, you blow them away. Yeah. We've had constables here, and sadly, one of them was shot to death by a during a traffic stop in Houston. To pray for his family. That's kind of sad. He was just a constable, and he performed a routine traffic stop. The driver got out and opened fire and killed him. See, this is happening all over the country. More and more police officers are being gunned down. It's not right. They're out there trying to protect and serve, and there's a lot of people out there just don't care. So, you know, you want the to expose Antifa. Just remember, you know, most of these are very younger, much younger people in their 20s and early 30s that don't have a pot to piss in. They don't really have much of a job. They depend on government support. There's a myriad of things. They may have a right to vote. They may not. They may not even care. They just like to go out and raise hell and burn buildings down. This is what they do. Or they go beat up people. So this is what happened to the reporter, Andy Ngo. So now they had to go to live stream and do it on virtual. Kind of sad that they can't even hold a rally without being intimidated. And the university has to step in, Dartmouth, and says, oh, no, sorry, but you can't do that. We don't want violence here on campus. You see, so much for your liberal education. You can't even have a conservative thought in your brain. Otherwise, they stand up and object. U.S. coal stockpiles, according to the Energy Information Administration, says inventories are very low in the electric power industry. They reached 93.7 million tons as of December of last year, an increase since September when stockpiles hit a historic low not seen since the Carter administration. And so basically the companies are saying, we're going to need this coal when the cold snap hits. We got to kind of preserve it to keep our powder dry. Gee, that's not exactly the term that most people use when they're talking about hoarding coal stockpiles. In September 21, coal stockpiles at U.S. power plants fell to just over 80 million tons, the smallest quantity in more than four decades. So just to let you know, we hope that some of these coal-fired power plants can continue to exist. Sarah Palin, by the way, we told you about her testing for COVID. She is unvaccinated and publicly stated in Arizona last December, quote, it'll be over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot. So she may return to court even if she tests positive but doesn't have any symptoms. And she was on Jesse Waters' premiere primetime on Fox last night. She looked healthy to me. Yeah, we were watching. But, of course, you know, they're going to start this thing and use the COVID-19 panic mode. Julian Assange has won another round temporarily in appeal extradition to the U.S., according to the courts in the United Kingdom yesterday ruled that Assange, WikiLeaks founder, can appeal his ordered extradition to the U.S. They want to get him on a myriad of different charges. So he's going to get to appeal that. So he's not coming back to the States just yet. They're talking about saying he endangered national security by naming people in classified documents. The British data now that's coming out on COVID says the shots are an abysmal failure. Infection rates in the UK are higher among the fully vaccinated. In all adult cohorts, infections are also rising faster among the fully vaxxed than in unvaccinated cohorts of all ages. All in all, these data prove that vaccine passports and mandates are completely pointless. Data from Scotland show more of the same. Double jab Scots are more likely to be admitted to the hospital for COVID than the unvaccinated. What does that tell you? See, here's the thing. Journalists now are backpedaling, trying to change the narrative up away from cases and hospitalizations and death by pointing out how unreliable these data are. What they don't admit is the dangerous misinformants have highlighted these problems for 2 years already. Omicron is blowing huge holes in the pandemic narrative. Of course, we knew it would. All you have to do, folks, is just remain unvaccinated. That's it. And not only that, but if you did get it, a study in obstetrics and gynecology found that those who received COVID-19 shots had longer menstrual cycles, typically by less than a day when they received the shots. The longer cycles were noted for both doses of the injection, with a 0.71-day increase after the first dose and a 0.91-day increase after the second. Some women experience even greater menstrual changes, particularly those who receive two shots in the same cycle. These changes included a two-day increase in cycle length. In some cases, changes in cycle length 8 days or more. The study only evaluated cycle length, which means more research is needed, of course, to determine how shots affect other aspects of menstruation, such as pain, mood swings, that sort of thing, bleeding, heaviness of flow. You know, this is medical in nature, folks. This is nothing that's that sensitive. You can't understand it. We have to have a very mature, smart audience listening to this. I'm not saying that you're not. I think you are. We have some of the smartest listeners out there, and we appreciate you. We are not calling you a stupid son of a bitch like President Biden did to Fox News reporter Peter Ducey, who covers the White House. And, of course, the president called Ducey afterwards, after probably having been chewed on by Jill and his staff, saying, you know, you had a hot mic. Why did you do this? You know, even Fox News, the five, Peter Ducey didn't even hear Biden call him that. It was caught on a hot mic. Biden doesn't know when to keep his mouth shut. Looney Tunes. All Ducey asked him was, do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? Biden responded, and Ducey didn't even hear him say it's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch. And so, you know, Biden did call and said, listen, you know, it's nothing personal, pal. And according to Ducey, they went back and forth and were talking about just kind of moving forward. Ducey says, I made sure to tell him I'm always going to try to ask something different than what everybody else is asking. He says, you got to. That's a quote from the president, so I'll keep doing it. Of course, the president did not apologize. Ducey replied, he cleared the air. I appreciate it. What's really funny, Dana Perino says you might have a book title. The Greg Gutfeld says your name's going to go down in the history books for being called a name by a president. Gotta love that. Wayne Elliott is coming up from Strauss Naturals after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
One minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Central Time for those of you dialing in. Doesn't matter what time zone you're in. If you hear me say that it's Tuesday, January 25th, 2022, you are on with us. The number is 844-769-2944. And if you're taking Strauss Heart Drops like me, then we need to hear from you. 844-769-2944. Call us up and tell us what you think. We always love to hear from people that are actually going to the Power Mall and buying our great products, because that's what keeps us on the air. But what's even more important is we have people who are the actual sponsors that supply us with these products. And they come on the air with us frequently to talk about, because some people don't get to hear all the shows. They got busy lives out there and they don't get to hear us. And so we bring the speakers to you. And that's one of the reasons why people like the Power Malls, because we teach you about the products that we offer. So when you're surfing around there and you see these products online, you're like, oh, hey, I just heard a thing about that. I think I'll order this. So at least you know. And that's why we have Wayne Elliott with Strauss Natural Products with us. And we have all their good stuff right here on the Power Mall. Wayne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure to be with you.
So you have to understand, folks, Wayne is a lifelong herbal healthcare professional and international leader in the field of waste and resource recycling. Shifts gears to share timely herbal remedies and the historic uses on a wide variety of herbs, plants, plant enzymes, all the good stuff that is extremely valuable and heart health benefits. That's right. So how long has Strauss Heart Drops been around, Wayne?
Well, the Strauss Heart Drops are one of the newer formulas, Dave, at 43 years. They've been commercially available. Many of the formulas that Strauss has made or continues to make are 200 years old, from eight generations ago, when the Strauss family became medicine men and master herbalists. So been around a long time, tried and true, Dave.
That's amazing. You know, it's not, I just, you know, kind of envision this. You know how they had the horse-drawn little circus wagons that used to drive around and people get on the back of these things. And, I mean, if they'd been around 200 years, it took my mind back to all these people that got on the back of the truck and there were crowds of people standing around listening to them tout the medical benefits of these heart drops.
You bet.
That didn't happen, did it?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I'll bet it did. Not with the heart drops, but with their other remedies. The whole family... Jim told me about his, Jim Strauss, the seventh generation, told me about his childhood with the grandma and his aunts teaching him, shoving herbs in his mouth in the summer and spring in the meadows and forests. And he claimed it was a miserable childhood, them shoving herbs in his mouth, saying, this is for heart, this is for lungs, this is for liver. But he said if he knew how to run away, he would have run away. But instead, he learned the craft very well, passed it to his son, Peter. And in my experience, Dave, there is nothing like it in the world with the Strauss products. They just, their craft they had down so well for so long. You know, these formulas have never been changed, Dave. There's no new improved version of any Strauss formula. It's all the originals.
Yeah, that is amazing, the history behind all of this, and just to know. And I don't think we've ever talked about it, Wayne, as far as the history and how generations ago, and this is the first time I've heard about him shoving herbs in his mouth. The thing is that when you start dealing in herbs per se, and there are people out there, I know we got some listeners out there, they like to grow herbs, and that there are medicinal remedies, and, you know, most people who are God-fearing understand that a lot of these herbs were put on the face of the earth for our benefit, to help us out. And a lot of these herbs are incorporated in all your formulas.
You bet they are, Dave. And Jim Strauss was famous for many expressions and sayings, but the one that just constantly rings true for me is that nature has provided our bodies everything they will ever need. And that I believe. I have not taken, Dave, so much as an over-the-counter aspirin or pain reliever now in 25 years. And for pain, I have, when I have broken bones and so forth, or bad headache, I've used white willow bark. It's good for your stomach, easy on your stomach. And all it is the ground-up bark off white willow trees. And I've used that extensively. And it's just true that nature has provided everything we need, our foods and some of our medicines. You know, I would say the top five, and this is Jim's teachings, the top five medicinal herbs on earth, they all have some value, as you pointed out, Dave, but I would say the top five, agreeing with Jim, are lemons, garlic, onions, cabbage, and cayenne pepper. And not necessarily in that order. I think I might put cayenne pepper at number two, but the top five would be those. We don't think of them as medicine or medicinal. You can make nice lemonade or spice up your food with cayenne, and a lot of us love garlic and onions. But these are, and green cabbage, but these are great medicinal herbs for one or more things that we can need them for.
Right. Well, I understand, you know, lemon for the stomach, cayenne for the blood. I mean, there's, you know, garlic is overall immune system. You know, take it regularly. Now, the heart drops, how much of these five that you talked about are in the heart drops?
Well, the garlic, aged garlic extract is the main ingredient, and as you just pointed out, it's not only good for immune, Dave, it is known as the best natural substance for humans' immune support, the best. Cayenne pepper, of course, is in the Strauss heart drops. The others that I just mentioned are not. But as they say, everything has its purpose. I learned years ago, if your horse has parasites, feed them onions. Now, horses don't like onions, but they'll eat them like ice cream when they need them. I've seen that live, proven myself, and they're very effective. You know, and it's not instant, Dave. I think many folks have come to believe that these pills that are available to us over the counter and otherwise on prescriptions. You know, some of them have a fairly quick reaction. And now, that's a fairly quick reaction possibly to our symptoms. Most of them do not go to help our bodies with the root or the source of the problem, but they do deal with symptoms, whether it's blood pressure pills, pain pills, pills that people will take for headaches and such. They don't go to the root cause as a rule. They do deal with the symptoms. So some of these herbal formulas will take a little longer in the case of the Strauss heart drops. Now, I have heard many, especially older people going back 20 years ago, say that, you know, they felt differently and more energy the first day or two taking Strauss heart drops. Well, that isn't what we should expect. In my case, Dave, after, you know, 2 weeks, I did get the hearing returned to my left ear, which I didn't expect or know was cholesterol. That was pretty amazing and wonderful for me. And then after about 5 weeks, I had a week or so period where it really cleared my bronchial, which was great pleasure for me, wheezing and so forth and shortness of breath and such. Very common with heart disease is breathing issues, because the first place our heart pumps our blood is onto our lungs. So it's easy to understand that. The other formulas, though, I must say, the bladder, the prostate, the kidney blood pressure, most often folks do see a major difference in the first week, sometimes in two days or three. And I always say, Dave, please finish the bottle. why do part of the job? I mean, I know feeling better and getting relief is what we're after, but do the complete job. In the bladder, kidney, and prostate formulas, prostates for men, of course, the bladder, kidney for everyone, they all have a very, very wonderful herb. One of the most expensive herbs, I believe, is golden seal. And that is one of nature's great antibiotic herbs. So the culprit many, many times in our prostate, bladder, and kidneys, major culprit is bacteria. And it, for some reason, and I can't explain it, Dave, those parts of our body are not the easiest to accept medication or help. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just that bacteria is more stubborn there. I really don't know. But each of those formulas have golden seal root, and that is the great natural antibiotic. And then they have other herbs in them, of course, that are just very supportive for our bodies and that part of our body. So you may well in those formulas feel something in a couple of days, even one full day, but please take the whole bottle and finish the job, and then probably not to take it for another 2 or 3 years unless you had a problem arise again. The CardioCom now, which is a great combination I'm so grateful for personally. I had arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, for years, Dave, as I did have angina and all the angina symptoms, and until that luckiest day of my life when I learned about Strauss heart drops. But at first, I didn't know about CardioCom, and within a couple few months of taking the heart drops, I learned that Strauss made this CardioCom formula. And CardioCom support, I believe it's called in the United States. And that's for two things: to help the body repair damaged heart cells, and in my case, more importantly, for irregular heartbeat. And for me, it did take almost 3 months on the CardioCom to be rid of my irregular heartbeat. That's 24 and a half years ago, Dave. Never came back, the arrhythmia. My good buddy and former teammate Joe, he was in really terrible health and shape and gotten very overweight. He was 5 months using the CardioCom till his arrhythmia stopped. And another teammate, or more recently, who was also a bodybuilder during and after his football playing days, he was 6 months. But in fairness, he went on the formula for about 3 months, got some results, stopped, and so it was another 3 months when he went back on them, and now he is arrhythmia free, and that drove me crazy. My irregular heartbeat, I felt every single race beat. I went to sleep with it, I woke up with it, and it is Western medicine's most difficult heart ailment to treat. They have some pharmaceuticals that try and regulate your heartbeat. I was once prescribed them way back then by a cardiologist. And when the pharmacist said to me, you know, you're a pretty young man to not miss a pill the rest of your life. And when he told me the fuller story, the more complete story than the cardiologist had, I chose not to take those pills. The other, of course, Dave, is the pacemaker. And I think everybody probably knows some good stories and some not so good stories about the pacemaker. The bottom line really is that our heart is a pump. It's a muscle, but it is a pump. That's its job. It beats some 2.5 billion times in the average lifetime. And I heard it described the other day by a cardiologist. It works about as hard as we would work if we took a tennis ball and squeezed it in our hand to depress it, you know. So the heart's a very hard-working organ. Unbelievable, really, the efficiency of it when you think of it. And we've also learned that things like plaque and cholesterol, Dave, start in childhood. They learned this from Vietnam veterans that were lost and lost their lives in the conflict. And they learned that at their young ages, they saw blood restrictions and plaque buildup. So you know, it's a combination of things. It doesn't only happen to old people. And I like to stress with folks that, boy, if you want to do some good maintenance, just taking a bottle or two of Heart Drops, you can just have amazing results. And if you did that every several years, you know, it's just a great thing to do. It's much easier, Dave, to prevent a heart attack or a stroke than to come back from one. There's no question about that. You've suffered. When you suffer either one of those, it's a harder climb back. And then there's the psychological part. I remember, and this is common, an uncle of mine, after having a heart attack, he was so worried about another heart attack and he didn't do all the walking he was recommended to him to do. Well, sure enough, he did have the second one, and that took him. So prevention, I've always believed in. You know, it's like trying to stay in decent physical shape and health, not getting too overweight all along is much easier, Dave, than my dear friend that I was just telling you about a minute ago that got up to 400 pounds. A lot easier to try and maintain it as you go along than to lose all that weight afterwards. So prevention's really a key, and there's many things we all know that we should do. Some exercise, sunshine, fresh air, try and eat right, try and not eat wrong too much. We all maybe like the salt and the sugary things, but they are certainly two things to restrict in your diet. And these formulas, I just can't say enough about them. Dave, I've never seen anything work the way the Strauss formulas work, not in these past 25 years anyway.
No doubt. So you're still taking the cardio support, right?
Nope. I'll probably take it again, I don't know, in another year or so. But I take the Strauss Heart Drops every day. I needed them badly when I found them 25 years ago. It runs in my family. For whatever reason, we're prone to cholesterol, plaque buildup, and restricted blood flow, hardening of the arteries. And, boy, what it did for my mom and dad, and, of course, what it did for me, I'm so grateful for. And but I have a list of family members. You can see the earlobe crease and the pictures of them. And 50 and 51 was a popular age to die with heart disease in my family.
So the Heart Drops you're taking on a regular basis, which is probably one of the reasons why you were able to go out and shovel through 3 feet of snow.
No, that's right, Dave. Absolutely. You're not kidding. You know, and why do I keep taking them? I'll tell you why. I think I'll be 68 years old in a couple of weeks. And I believe getting older isn't the time to have your blood flow reduced. It's the time you want 100%. So I've never quit taking them, and I never intend, honestly, to quit taking the Strauss Heart Drops. And they cost, Dave, about the same as a small cup of coffee at the drive-thru every day, just to put it in perspective. And in Canada here, everybody has, most of the country's addicted to Tim Hortons coffee and donuts, but I just use that as an analogy. It's not very expensive to take. It's painless. It's harmless. There's no contraindications with any pharmaceutical drugs that a person may be taking. It's safe. There has not been one report in going on 43 years to the Strauss Company or Health Canada of serious harm or serious side effects from these 100% natural formulas. And to top it all off, your satisfaction is guaranteed. The Strauss family, you don't need any numbers, reports, or anything else. The Strauss family does not want to take anyone's money that they haven't been able to help, that they haven't satisfied. So that'll always be a rule. And I just don't see where anybody can go wrong, Dave. And for goodness sakes, if you have issues, urinary tract infections, high blood pressure, issues with the male prostate, heart ailments, of course, whether it's arrhythmia or cholesterol issues or clogged arteries. And, you know, people that I've seen benefit as much as any other group, Dave, have been diabetics. Some people, it just isn't as simple as taking a medication and on you go. Some people have really suffered. I've met so many of them with lost their legs or lost toes, lose their eyesight. One of my dear friends years ago. And blood flow is their issue. The other thing with diabetics, and kind of stressful that apparently most of them, the great majority, do not know this, they are 4 to 5 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke than someone who does not have diabetes. So it's a very serious ailment. It's almost an world. You know, Saudi Arabia had almost no incidence, for example, of diabetes until they adopted the Western appetite for fast foods and salty, sugary foods. And their incidence of diabetes just skyrocketed. And I believe this would be 10 years ago that I'm quoting this from, but I believe that something like 40% of the adult population became diabetic. So if you are diabetic, if you're suffering the painful feet or having any of these issues, black toes, my friend Joe had 3 black toes when he moved into my home years ago, no hair growing on his legs, and his legs were, frankly, they were blue and dark red, and he came back 100%, so help me God, did not lose those toes. And blood flow is the body's most important function. There is nothing more important than blood flow, hence the 50,000 kilometers of veins and vessels we have inside us, Dave. Every single cell from our hair on our head to our toenails needs blood. And if we restrict it or block it completely, you can count on a problem wherever that happens. The worst being, of course, your heart arteries and your carotid arteries going to your brain, because the blood flow is also the only transportation system. So it carries the all-important oxygen, which is the lack of oxygen is the cause of heart attacks. Lack of oxygen is the cause of brain strokes or brain attacks. But amongst other things, it carries our water, our wastewater, our food, our medicine, our waste. Everything has to travel in the blood. Our cholesterol has to, everything has to travel. It's the only road. So keeping it open, unrestricted, and not partially open is a very important thing, Dave. And I think I was the luckiest guy in the world those years ago when I found out about Strauss heart drops, because I don't think I'd be on the radio with you today.
That's for sure. We appreciate that. 10% off Strauss Naturals products this week here at the Power Mall, folks. You know, don't wait till you're completely out of those heart drops to stock up, by the way. I'm still taking mine, so I'm going to be a living testimony to this. And we appreciate, Wayne, you being on the show and sharing all this information with us. And we're going to have you back on again, too, because, like I said, there's people who've got busy lives and busy schedules. And thanks so much, and hopefully you don't have to shovel any more snow up there.
And same to you. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me on, and all the
you
best.
Bet. And if I don't, if I don't get to talk, yeah, if I don't get to talk to you, happy birthday, because your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I don't celebrate them too much anymore. I'm grateful for them, Dave. But yeah, thank you very much. That'll be on Valentine's Day, actually. So.
Oh well, good for you. Yeah, you get double celebration then. Okay, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Wayne. Wayne Elliott, there you go, folks. Strauss Heart Drops on sale at the Power Mall. If you're running a little bit low, now's the time to stock up, because we got the 10% off on the Strauss Heart products going on. Wanted to mention a couple of things as long as we're talking about medical. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced it's restricting the use of 2 monoclonal antibody treatments for COVID, saying the data show such treatments are highly unlikely to be active against Omicron. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, so this is what they're doing. Regeneron, Eli Lilly, they're the ones who are coming out with this stuff. Florida, of course, has complained that the federal government took control of their stockpiles and cut them in half. So we don't know. You have to kind of read between the lines on all of these things. The doctors, of course, Dr. Robert Malone, you've heard me mention his name a time or two. He became widely known recently for being banned on Twitter for his interview on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, diverging from the prevailing view on COVID. In any time that you go against the narrative, all hell breaks loose. That's just the way it is. They censor you. They come after your medical license. This guy is a virologist that was involved in mRNA technology. And basically, he was sitting on a panel with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who had COVID, by the way, to focus on alternative treatments. I saw the picture, and Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough from Baylor in Dallas, was also on that panel, as well as Ryan Cole from Idaho, Pierre Corey. I mean, all the names you know if you've been studying this stuff. And they basically are all saying this: these shots are not what they say they are. There's a lot of risk here. Peter McCullough is even saying that those who get the jab may suffer from organ failure. Some medical news notes of late coming out. And some of the crazy stuff, because we have to have a little crazy stuff before we get to the top of the hour break. New York State's Liquor Authority has issued a warning to a restaurant, Anton's Cafe and Wine Bar in West Village. They announced earlier this month they were reintroducing 25-cent martinis and Manhattans for customers every weekday lunch during January. That's not a typo. 25 cents for a full cocktail. Unfortunately, it violated state liquor law. So what can I say? They're probably not going to be doing 25-cent martinis for lunch anymore. Anyway, we'll be back at the top of the hour after the break with Priscilla Romans talking about elder care and how successful they have been. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.